state of Mitzvahs and Kesher Shlomo. The truth is, I guess, in a Kabbalistic way, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the Indian of, what is Chachmas HaPnim, Chachmas HaSeid, basically? So, I think that's the best way of describing it. It's Seder Olam Kishreya. I want to spend a few minutes talking about it. Let's give a marshal. Let's take something that everybody's kind of familiar with. We say that electrons have a negative charge and protons have a positive charge. So that information, what's the point of it? Does it help us get a seer of what the thing itself is? The answer is no. First of all, we have no idea what is being a positive charge or a negative charge. It's too much of a problem. We have nothing to show to. We don't know things in the world that are positive and negative. And therefore, it doesn't help us. When I say something is round, I sell it suit to a round ball that I have. But when I say something is positive charges and negative charges, I know nothing. What it does help me is that I know that a positive and negative charge will just have it together, and I'm going to tell myself anytime electron and proton hanging out together, there's a shidduch in the process, and the question is, what's the new product that's going to come out? I also know that I have two pieces that are positive or negative. They reject each other. Both from each other, that I know to be true also. And it depends how many positive pieces are here and how many negative pieces. Mm-hmm. That will tell me how it combines with other materials. We need two atoms, the other ones that we want at this, vice versa, the chulu. So I gain a lot of information about the interaction, though I don't know what the essence is. So there's a whole vocabulary of words and terms that I can use to help me understand Kesher and Shaychus one to another without really the essence of it. So when we have all of these Torahs telling us the different Midas, the Spheres, and the Lamas, the Chulah, the Chulah, the Chulah, the what use is it of? It doesn't help us visualize the etzim. So we gain no information on the etzim. Now that it tells us this is a pchinas teferes, is it make it any easier? No. But it does tell me what it's connected to. When I want to lay out my map and get a sense of what is the picture, what connects to what, what's mischabed to what, and what needs what, and what's the place saw of what, and what's the seba for what, by putting the pieces in the right place, I can say what causes other things. So if Torah has a certain makom and misses another makom, so Gedolei Talmud to Maisa is an appropriate statement. It's a flow chart of where the arrow goes. But it's not that it gave me any type of abundance, peace, and seed itself. The theorists and all the other terminology in Kabbalah use are useless in terms of telling me anything about the thing itself. It is useful in telling me how to connect it to something else. So the Seder and Kesher Dvarim, like he says over here, that's known through Chachma, that Seder and Kesher Dvarim known through Chachma, that's the Etzem is Chachma. So when it tells me, you know, how many pieces comprise the whole set, and the pieces in their opposites, all the other stuff, that's what I gain out of this